Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jesse Minter met with the media at Mandatory Minicamp in Owings Mills.
First, I want to start off recognizing three special individuals, Eve Joyce, Matthew Joyce, Carolina Herrera Macias. These great people were recipients of the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation, provides financial support to the children of U.S. Marines and Navy corpsmen pursuing undergraduate degrees, career and technical education, and post-high school certificates. So it's great to have these wonderful young people out of practice. And with that, just a statement, finished up the mini camp, finished up the off-season program. Again, tons of love and respect. Talked about the players and the coaches yesterday. Just everybody in the building, from the people, you know, that work in the cafeteria to the equipment staff, to the training staff, to the strength staff, the personnel staff, all the firemen, everybody that has impacted us being able to have the off-season program that we've had. Much respect and appreciation and love for them. With that, I'll open up for questions.
In talking to him, you know, during the offseason, do you feel like he's doing past what was really a tough end to this season?
I do. You know, I think anytime that's your position, you know, as you go through high school, college, all the way up, you kind of realize that you have to live through some good times and bad times. And it's a process-driven position in my mind where you have to just be able to flush out bad things that happen, trust your process. I thought he had a really good rookie year overall, but of course you're judged by some of the biggest moments. And so we want to create opportunities for him to have these moments in front of people, in front of the team, to continue to have those opportunities. And certainly glad he knocked that one through.
Jesse, understanding it would be a collaborative conversation with Eric and other decision makers, what consideration has there been for bringing in competition, understanding what you just acknowledged, that you want him to bounce back but you also want to be in the best position as a football team?
Yeah, I think, again, you play in September. I think there's ongoing talks and conversations about every position of whether you have, you know, what you feel you need to be successful. And so we feel really good about where he's at. He'll continue to work over the summer. He'll continue to work in camp. But again, we play in September. So I think that gives us a lot of time to be able to answer questions as they may come up.
Jesse, we've seen Marlon Humphrey out there. I didn't see him do a whole lot, especially on the team drills. Is everything okay with him?
Yeah, he's great. He's been really engaged the last 2 days. Great to have him here. You know, I think sometimes when guys are away, you want to be really careful with them from a physical standpoint. The goal today was to get through practice and get everybody through healthy. And so there were some considerations there across the board to make sure we got through the end of practice healthy. And he certainly was able to do that.
Jesse, what was your message to the team if they didn't have fans coming off? And what is your expectation when they, you know, rejoin you here in late July?
Yeah, I think it's simple in a sense. Like, you know, when you're not here, like, you own your career. You're the owner of your career. And everything that you do, you know, it puts you in position when you come back to be in position. You know, the whole offseason program is designed to put the guys in position to compete in camp. Now there's these 5 weeks on their own, five, whatever it is, that they got to take ownership of that. And these guys are pros. They work really hard. They understand that. You know, it's like, think about, like Mr. Bisciotti just said, think about what Derrick Henry's doing the next 5 weeks and just maybe think about doing that. Think about what Calais Campbell's doing. So just, always having the team mentality when you're on your own and realizing what our goals are, and really just putting yourself in position so that when you return, you're able to, you know, we're able to kind of roll into this thing instead of starting back from ground zero. We've had a conditioning test. Much of the veterans that have been here, majority of the time, have already passed the conditioning test, which allows them to really focus on the football stuff for the next 5 weeks. The rookies and some of the other guys will take it the first day back.
Last week, Jesse, we heard from the coordinators, and Zay was talking about just how complex Declan's scheme is on offense. And it was a little bit hard to learn everything that it was so much that was new. How has Lamar Jackson specifically impressed you with how he's learned Declan's new scheme in this offense this offseason?
Yeah, he's been incredible. He's put in the time, first of all. You know, he's been here quite a bit and learned a lot. When he's just like an unbelievable leader and infectious person when he's here. And so I think he's just done a great job leading the offense in the offseason and learning and being willing to try things and do different things and learn new terminology. I know he's very excited about where we're headed. Dex done a great job with the offense. He holds those guys to a really high standard, which is kind of what we want to do as a group. And I appreciate him always kind of forwarding the team message in that regard. I'm excited about where our offense is headed.
Jesse, with the offseason program, it seems like you're spending a lot of attention to little details, like the things like that they're talking about, kind of things of that nature. How much have you sort of stressed that and so on?
I think it's just really important. Like when you get in, when you get into quote unquote big moments in a game, you really like sink to the level of detail and training and focus that you're able to have. You don't all of a sudden go and do something different. And so when you operate at a level that's consistent with playing winning football all the time, then those moments become more second nature than, you know, challenging mentally to have to overcome something to rise above what you've been doing. There's no such thing as that, in my opinion. It's how you operate. It's how you do things. These guys have bought into that. And so really just, you know, how we operate in walkthroughs, how we operate in the huddle, how we operate pre-snap on both sides of the ball, the fundamentals and the techniques that it takes to be successful. Those are really the foundation of whether we're going to be a good team or not.
Looking at the refs, is it fair to say Danny Pinder's the kind of the leader in the clubhouse to start up center, or are you not there yet?
I would say that it's a pretty balanced competition right now. I think him and Jovan both have done a great job. Corey's dealt with something minor this last couple days. Expect him to, again, to be fully ready for camp and throw his hat in the ring, you know, as it gets physical and more stuff. So I think with that position especially, because we haven't had pads on yet, they're new, that'll definitely sort itself out maybe a little more as we get pads on.
Jesse, rebounding between Lamar being the center of his practice. Has he kind of checked every box that you would want him to check at this point? Is he kind of the leader helping everybody get invested in the new program?
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody I'd rather have as the quarterback of this team, this franchise. The way that guy operates, how infectious he is, how much joy he kind of brings to the preparation in the practice field. He's been everything, you know. And, you know, again, you come in, you kind of know him. You don't know him super well. You know, relationships, I talked about at the very beginning, take time. I think we've built up a good trust and communication and built a good relationship. And man, him plus all the guys, just the way they've operated has been very appreciative.
Jesse, we've seen a couple of instances on the line that they've worked on.
Yeah, it just goes to that same thing. It's like, you know, in games, obviously you may not do that because, like, you're going to the next play, but it just stresses the importance of, you know, like, man, getting to the point where the ball snapped ahead of the other side of the ball, whether that's offense or defense, is so important, the pre-snap operation, just to eliminate any sort of self-inflicted opportunities. That's really what we're trying to do. And so the guys, again, bought into that, you know, and it's I would say over the course of the, I guess it's probably about 11 practices that we've really been able to have, that it's certainly cleaned up quite a bit over those 11 practices. Kyle's incredible. The things he's able to do, I think he's very, very unique. I think he's a one of one player in this league. The things that he's able to do, the things that he's able to be elite at, such a joy to work with. The way he sees the game, he's extremely smart. He's extremely cerebral. He wants to understand why we're doing things. He anticipates plays based on looks and formations and sets. Great to have a guy like that. And again, he's a guy that you can put him in one spot. He can maybe be the best in the league. Put him in another spot, he could be the best in the league. Put him in another spot, he could be the best in the league. Very unique, very happy and blessed to have him here. Again, another guy that's been a leader, great to work with, and really look forward to seeing him, you know, have another year that he's, you know, kind of set his own standard there, being first team All-Pro the last couple of years.
Just going back to Tyler, when you guys first kind of got together, he was kind of the talk about that thing, watch it, talk about it.
You know, we talked a little bit briefly about it. We didn't sit there and rehash it a ton. I don't think that's really, you know, to me, like, the very first team meeting with every player was an opportunity for this to be a clean slate. However, I do think like being able to learn from things that you've gone through is a key part of improvement. And so he's owned that, I would say. He's put in a ton of work. Randy Brown does a phenomenal job with those guys. And so they've worked on a lot of things to make him better, just like you would with any position. But I think he's done a great job this offseason. And, you know, right now, man, I got a lot of confidence in him when those type of opportunities will arise. Man, a little bit of luck, I would say. The guys, I think just the rules of engagement is very well laid out by the NFLPA, and you certainly try your very, very best to fall in line with the rules of engagement. And so we kind of call it teammate tempo, of trying to be a really good teammate to the guy across from you, that, you know, you're wanting work to make each other better, but you're not, you know, you're really not trying to win the rep per se. Now, it's going to happen 11 on 11. There's going to be plays that look good on one side of the ball, but the whole premise is just to kind of learn, get the reps at the stuff that we were able to spend weeks on prior to OTAs, and take advantage of the ability to do the reps at a pace that you can learn a little bit better. So really just appreciate the guys sort of buying into that. We've gotten a lot of good work. There's sometimes you got to pull them back. And I'll be excited to see these guys when you can, you know, turn it loose with full pads on.
Two more. Jesse, I know you've been kind of having the blinders on, just focusing on your team. Have you had a chance to kind of look at the respective division, the AFC North, and how challenging the division would be this year?
Yeah, tons of respect for the division. It's a transition year, I would say, for the division. You know, even Cincinnati, where got love, tons of respect for Zach and how he's ran that place. Played against them a couple years ago. Joe Burrow, you know, one of the best guys in the league. Obviously, a lot of their players, they've revamped the defense. Mike McCarthy, track record speaks for itself. And then obviously Monk, his track record speaks for itself. So, man, it's going to be a grind. We're more worried about us. You know, I think you kind of always keep an eye on what other people are doing. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to us, how we operate, how we prepare, how we go about our business each week. And then as each opponent shows up, putting our best foot forward.
That's it. All right,
thank you.